NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
This is Julian Dine introducing my album Teal, and you're listening to Long Player.
Julian Dine. We're talking about Teal. What is the whole story behind the album?
It's kind of like a shift in direction from my last record. Quite a lot of time has passed between the two records, so my tastes and production style have shifted. And also my style of DJing has changed. So I'm playing a lot more up-tempo music, a lot more African music. And I was trying to find a way to make music that kind of melded all those worlds together. Kind of pay homage to like certain things, but never try and like wholeheartedly replicate something. I made a kind of conscious decision to apply myself as a musician to the tracks more. So there's like every track has live drums on it in addition to program drums, whereas the previous record basically had none. So it's kind of like playing to my strengths as a drummer and kind of utilizing that as the sort of foundation.
The title track is Teal. Why did you name the album after this track, and what's this track about?
This track actually had a different working title, which I can't even remember right now. But basically just, I've kind of always liked albums that have the title track within in the album. And teal is one of my favourite colours, and it's a colour I use a lot in visual art and painting. And this track is actually quite old, and it's kind of quite influenced by Cody Nielsen. I've actually played with him in a bunch of different formats, Silicon, Opossum, and as Cody Nielsen. We went to Europe as Silicon, and one of the tunes he had on that record, there was a certain rhythm that I really kind of fell in love with, and I kind of like, yeah, so this track's a little bit of a homage to Cody. So it's recorded off-grid too, so I never... Normally everything is done to the click and it's easy to move around later on. This one was just, I sat down and recorded the drums and then recorded all the other parts over the top. And that, again, is a technique that I learned from Cody, because he's not a slave to the click tracks. We'll be right back. So this next track is called Hours, and it features Lady Six, who been fortunate enough to be her drummer in her band for many, many years. It also features Brandon Haru on keyboards, and he co-wrote the song with me. Brandon's actually on the majority of the record. He also plays keyboards with Lady Six in the band too. So it's kind of like very much a Lady Six band affair. There's the our front of house engineer did the stems mix, Parks recorded the vocals. So it's kind of like keeping it in the family for this one. The lyrics are about Lady's cousin Lily, who passed away. And she was like a good friend of ours and really amazing breakdancer and just a really bright, amazing like soul. So it's quite touching, the lyrics. Like if you know that and you knew her, it's pretty amazing. The third track is Copernicus, which is the lead single off the record. This one, again, is quite an old track. The initial motivation was kind of this slightly sort of European, French-Canadian kind of disco boogie house thing that I was into. And I wanted some of that sort of like, it's almost Balearic, I guess. They're sort of like particularly the bass line then the horns and everything else make it this kind of Afro thing. So it's kind of like Afro, Balearic, electronic. Yeah, so it's a real mix. like Glue, this track, I really like this because John Bell, who played the vibraphone on the record, he really makes this track for me. And I quite like the confluence of, you know, a vibraphone over this quite heavily synthesized and sample-based track. And in a way, that kind of sums up the album for me. Like, you've got samples, you've got Brandon's on the Prophet synthesizer, you've got acoustic and programmed drums, and then you've got things like a vibraphone, which I guess are kind of a little bit of anomaly in terms of something that you'd normally have on a dance track, or something that would have been used maybe in the 90s, like in a sort of like post-Roy Ayers sort of thing. So something that could be cheesy, but kind of works, you know? Okay, so this next track is called PF Mogul, and the title was originally Pet Food Mogul, and it comes about because I was reading a New Yorker article, and it was about a guy who sort of resurrected the Village Voice, or one of the newspapers, like the free newspaper or cheap newspaper in New York. And basically he was known, and he'd become famous and rich for owning a pet food empire. So he was, you know, referenced as the pet food mogul, and I just thought that was like the most hilarious thing. But he was actually doing this sort of like really great deed by resurrecting this sort of dying news source. But yeah, I don't know, it doesn't really bear any relation to the music at all, but I just thought that anything to do with mogul and then pet food is good with me.
was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.